I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Many young people in the former Soviet Union find themselves with nothing to do and no future. Drug and alcohol abuse is rampant, and that's one of the reasons why World Gospel Mission established the Home of Hope Ministry Center in Ukraine. Speaking from Ukraine, World Gospel's Ernie Smith says the Youth Center is just one of the ministries there.
We try to build a relationship with them, to have people there that would talk with them, play games with them. And then when they start asking questions, we started getting kids to come to church. And once we've got the church, kids come to church and they're involved and they bring the parents.
Next, International Christian Concern has just released its Hall of Shame Awards, listing the world's top 10 persecutors of Christians. The report suggests that the source of persecution against Christians is shifting from nations with communist governments to Islamic nations. In order, ICC has ranked the world's worst persecutors as North Korea, Iraq, Ethiopia, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, Iran, Eritrea, China, Vietnam, and Pakistan. Pray the believers will continue to share their faith in spite of the violence. And Operation Mobilization's Kathy Hicks says they had hoped to launch 2007 with a third ship. That's been delayed, but once it's ready, the Logos Hope will hold 500 people on board, many of them on short-term missions trips.
It was a ferry from the Faroe Islands that took people in cars. Well, now they're putting in an auditorium where the Jesus film or the Passion could be shown in local languages. It'll have auditoriums where conferences could be going on, a coffee bar where people can just naturally sit and share their faith, in addition to our huge bookstore, which is our open door to so many countries because of the good books that we bring.
They're now hoping to be ready for ministry in mid-2007. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. I'm Ruth Bliss.